Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. You invariably see it happen at get-togethers. Double dipping.
Norbert, as microbiologists, we know that that's risky business.
Yeah, but how yucky a business. Let's start with a dip vehicle, the cracker. Scientists discovered once a cracker has been bitten, it carries 1,000 times more bacteria than an unbitten one.
To test what happens when you dip them, they use commercial chunky hot salsa, chocolate syrup, and cheddar cheese dip produced by well-known companies.
Before dipping, none of the dips contained detectable bacteria. After double dipping, they all had bacteria, but the salsa had hundreds of times more than the other dips.
And with every double dip, you're also enjoying thousands of your friend's bacteria. More bacteria gets spread into the salsa because it's less viscous, plus more of it drips back into the bowl from that half-bitten cracker.
The oral microbiome is a complex mixture of 700 different types of bacteria that live with each person. Only half are even named. Oral bacteria can cause dental cavities and gum disease. They also include ones that can infect the heart, brain, intestines, and liver.
People also have viruses, fungi, protozoa, and archaea in their mouths. Some viruses include HIV, hepatitis, mumps, rabies, herpes, and the flu.
Our mouths contain 20 billion bacteria, and then who knows how many of the other microbes, and you have a virtual zoo that people are sharing by double dipping.
Our advice is to limit your sharing at a party to nice conversation, and keep your microbes to yourself.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.